She's running around with her rag top down. She says, I wanna do right, but not right now. I'm gonna drive to Atlanta and live out this fantasy.
Hey, Brian.
She's a running around with her rag top down.
Boy, I like that. I like her, and I like that song.
And I like him, too.
That's Miranda Lambert, right?
It is indeed. Country music, singer, songwriter, and so much more. 7:30 Friday at the Sprint Center downtown. In 2003, Miranda was placed third on the Country Music TV talent show Nashville Star.
Mm.
It's been straight up from there. She's the reigning and two-time American Country Music and Country Music Association Female Vocalist of the Year. She's topped the country singles charts 4 times.
Wow.
She's not done yet. She's easy on the ears, as we can hear,
mm-hmm.
and as you can see, on the eyes.
Yes.
This year, People Magazine named Lambert one of the world's most beautiful women. Not quite sure how they figure that out.
I tell them who to go with. Yeah.
She said of the honor, I'm representing normal girls. It's okay to have a little bit of curve, and I guess we can count us both in on that.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Some Miranda trivia before we move on. Her parents worked as private detectives, holy moonlighting.
Really?
Together, they did. And Lambert likes her guns. She's a devoted deer hunter. And real quick, she's part of the well-received side project, the Pistol Annies. That's the all-female country trio debut album, Hell on Wheels. And the Pistol Annies, led by Lambert, will be part of her show Friday at Sprint Center.
7:30 Friday night at Sprint Center.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you'll look sweet upon the sea.
And what do we have here?
A bicycle built for two.
Ah.
Or one. Or if you have a three-seater, bring it to Bike Prom.
It's that was Nat King Cole, wasn't it?
It was the late, great,
yes,
eternally wonderful Nat King Cole.
All of that.
Call him schmaltzy. I call him a genius. Bike Prom. It's part of Bike Week in Kansas City. You can dress up your bike, yourself, your date.
Wow.
Starting at 8 o'clock Saturday at Eventport down in the Crossroads Arts District. Bring a bicycle. Bring two.
Yeah.
Free food, cash bar prizes, photo ops.
What a fun idea.
Okay, and here's the funnest part to me. It's the debut, at least in Kansas City, of bike speed dating for single prom goers.
Oh.
Having a bike with you to break the ice is, it can't hurt.
Whatever.
What does your bike say about you, Steve?
What does it say about you?
Yeah, sort of a built-in conversation piece. Now, I would say if you show up with baseball cards attached to the wheel spokes, that will certainly leave an impression. Good or bad, it's hard to say. They'll crown the bike prom king and queen, the king and king.
I wish I had some of those baseball cards I put on the spokes of my bike years ago. It'd be worth something today.
Well, they'd be worth crying over because you would have totally destroyed them. Anyway,
yes.
Check out Bike Prom, whether you're young or old or whatever. It's a romantic slow bike dance opportunity. I'm sure the lights will go down. It'll be time to take off the training wheels.
All of Brian's picks on our website, kcur.org. Tell us about some stand-up comedy here.
Funny guy, Aziz Ansari. Since 2009, he's co-starred with Amy Poehler and Rashida Jones on NBC's hit sitcom Parks and Rec, a very funny show that he is very funny on. He will be doing his stand-up comedy bit at 8 o'clock Thursday night at the Midland by AMC. He went to New York University. He was a business major. He studied science and math. But despite such a serious educational background, it turned out that cracking people up was his true calling. Can we hear a little bit of his comedy?
Let's do it.
I was having lunch with a friend of mine once, and I told him, hey, there's this one girl that works at this restaurant. She's so cute, but I don't know what to say to her. And he goes, oh, man, all you got to do is go over in there and be honest with her for a minute. Really? That's all I got to do? So I just need to walk over? Excuse me, miss. I just need to be real honest with you for a minute. I eat here all the time. And when I do, I stare at your face. And I imagine us while I eat my sandwiches. Let me know if you'd like to turn my fantasy into your reality.
Okay. I think we get the drift, don't we? Yeah.
Yes, he's imagining things while eating sandwiches and thinking about the waitress. 10 years ago, he joined New York's Upright Citizens Brigade. He spent a couple of seasons on the sketch comedy show Human Giant on MTV. He had a semi-occurring role on the TV sitcom Scrubs, and that led to his breakout role in Parks and Rec. He sort of plays, I would say, an ambitious slacker on Parks and Rec.
You can see him 8 p.m. Thursday at the Midland, right?
Yes. Goodness me.
Very nice.
You beat me to the awe on that.
Yes, I did.
You took my awe.
Yes, I did.
That's Chris Botti.
Yes, it is.
Is it jazz pop? Is it pop jazz? Hey, whatever you want to call it.
He used to date Katie Couric, speaking of dating.
Would you stop dating Katie Couric? If you were dating Katie Couric, wouldn't she be like date-worthy for eternity or something?
You would sort of think.
Who dumped who?
I don't know these things.
Let's just pretend she dumped him. Yeah. Anyway, jazz trumpeter extraordinaire. He's making an impact on contemporary jazz. 8 o'clock Friday night at the Midland by AMC. About a decade ago, we spent 2 years, Botti did, as featured soloist on Sting's brand new Day World Tour. That gave him a lot of exposure, a lot of contacts. He's making the most of them. He is a truly versatile class act, and he continues to attract those positive vibes from critics and the public.
8 p.m. Friday, the Midland by AMC.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
I remember that video. What a famous video.
Are you going to take it?
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't be taking it. Okay, Dee Snider, former Twisted Sister frontman who filed his teeth down to crazy shiny points. I'm sure they're capped now. He's going to talk about his new memoir, Shut Up and Give Me the Mic, at 7 o'clock Tuesday. I know I'm cheating. It's not a weekend event, but I couldn't resist it. Unity Temple on the Plaza, Dee Snider.
Get him in here if we can. It'd be fun to talk to him.
You've got to get Dee Snider in here. You got to interview him about what it was like to be with Niedermeyer from Animal House, who was yelling at the beginning of that video in 1984.
All right. That's Brian McTavish. You'll find his weekend to-do list at kcur.org. And later today, we'll post a collection of titles our book doctors discussed. Again, it's all at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Tomorrow on the program, reviews of the latest independent, foreign, and documentary films showing on area screens. The show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date. Your best,